15 and 5.
Let me explain my point.
Beautiful.
If you don't let me explain my point. In one piece of paper.
Yeah.
Here's
the puberty one.
This is going to be relevant to the God is being one or three in one.
$10. Right?
$10.
One bill. Yeah. It means one thing. It's a one unit. But it is 2 times 5 in here. There is a value of 2 times 5 in here.
And what else?
There is a value of 2 times 5.
And
when I believe there is one God in three, there is 3 in 1 God. I believe there is 3: 1 the Father, 1 the Son, and 1 the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Spirit of
one
God.
One the what? I'm sorry. Is the Father one God?
We have this in Mary. Sorry.
In this threeness or 3 in 1ness, is the Father one God?
Is the Father one God? No, he is part of his what in general.
So okay. The Father is not one God, he's a part of a...
No, I didn't say he's one.
Okay.
Yes, you say he is God.
So the Father is not one God. So how much of God is it?
One third.
There is no... Can you quantify God?
You said he's
can
not one God.
Can you quantify God? No, I can't find...
See, the confusion
remember,
leads to...
You said, yeah. You said, my friend, he's not one... Father is not one God. So if he's not one God, is he more than one God or less than one God?
He's neither.
Jakuta.
Sorry?
Let me say this. When I explained to you, when I explained to him earlier, most of you weren't here. When I explained to him, is that the body, the human being, that what we believe, what a human is created, has a body, a physical self. It's got a soul, which is what is you within the body, and it has a spirit. And we explained those three. Now, if we look at...
So would that be 3 in 1 also as a human being?
Yes, right?
It's going to be 3.
Makes sense.
Okay, it makes sense that within myself as a human, here's me.
I don't know what it is.
Within me, there is a spirit that gives me life, what allows me to speak, to move, to have energy, to breathe. There is a soul that makes me is eternal, because we understand that soul is eternal. Okay?
That means the body is innate.
To be one.
Okay. The body doesn't
understand.
Function.
We need
innate.
All three to be one.
So you've got three.
That's what it means.
Okay, let's understand this example. So you have the human body, you have the soul and the spirit, right? Is the spirit the soul?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Okay, is the human body you?
Wait, my body is this. My physical self.
Is the human body you?
It's all three is one. All
right.
Three is me.
So the human,
they all belong to
so
me.
The body is part of you as a human.
The body is me.
Part
the
of
spirit
it.
Is me, and the soul is me, because they all me. You
together,
so the
together.
Body
the body, the physical part is me. The spiritual part is me. The
who is you?
Soul.
Who is you?
I'm all three.
No, no. When you say me, who is me?
I am me.
Me who? The soul, the body, the spirit.
The all three. Okay. Oh, then right. They all represent me.
Let's understand that.
Okay.
So you have the three components that
yes,
makes
they
you
all
you.
Live within me.
That makes
and
you
I
you,
am
right?
Who, and I am them.
Fine. In the Godhead of your belief.
Yes.
The Father the is soul. Not the Godhead, right?
I didn't say there's no head. I said my soul, my spirit,
no,
my
not
body,
you anymore.
They're all the
because
same.
You brought an irrelevant discussion.
No, 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 it's not
we
irrelevant.
We are talking about God.
Because
we are, we are talking about, no, we are talking about God, not you.
But if you
well,
do you look
the
like
Bible
God
says,
exactly?
Okay,
you
say it's
you.
Not me, it's God. But sorry. The Bible says that we are created in His image, which means that we are reflecting
exact image?
Of His creation.
Is it exact image?
The Bible says so.
I'm asking you to clarify.
Yes,
is
the Bible says we are created at His image.
Is it exact
now,
image?
Yeah, it's the image of God. The image of
that's
you is reflected in a mirror. That's you.
Okay,
that's
let me clarify this. When you look yourself into a mirror,
that's how
do
I
you
look.
See a black man or a white man, or do you see exactly
I
like
see
you?
I see myself.
Right.
And when
so,
I when
so,
God when
so,
I see God when God sees me, he sees his
wait,
image.
Slowly.
That's all there is to.
Let's try to understand that.
Yeah.
God and you are exact mirror images, right?
He is yes, I'm the image of God.
Right.
Yes. I'm created on the
image. Is God exact mirror image of a woman as well?
God
right?
was not created.
Please.
We are creating
please.
His image.
Is a woman an exact mirror image of God?
Yes, God doesn't
right.
see sex.
So God does look like you as well as the woman?
Yes.
Image, yes.
Yeah?
He's a creator. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
No, okay, no, you're taking it literal. That's the problem here.
What did,
image, image,
friend,
image. It's not look,
so,
it's image.
So now you're
it's
saying,
not look.
Look, look.
It's image.
When you look into a mirror, do you see exactly like you or do you see...
Woman.
Figurative
sir, you're understanding.
Image means.
Okay,
image
is image is the representation of a being. Your son is the image of you because he's representation.
So he's not exact then.
He's
that's
not,
what the point
that's
I'm
not
getting.
Look, I'm not talking about your son. He is, so he is like you, but he doesn't look like you.
That's fine. So when you mention about image and likeness, it's not exactly.
No, it's not look. I didn't say look, I said image. Image
so,
is like.
So because you are not exactly like God, so I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to talk about God only according to your scripture.
Okay.
So because you said it's not exactly.
No, I didn't say we are God. I said the image of God.
Look, my friend, I am not interested to talk about you. I want to talk about
but
your God. Your God.
Okay, yes,
God. You brought human being into existence, which is not exact. Yeah.
Okay.
In this analogy, it's not exact. Not exactly the same.
Okay. No. Then you're telling me.
You told
no, no, no,
us.
No. Because if you tell me
you
that
you are
not
exact, exactly like God.
The Bible says I'm the image of God. So why
are
you
telling
me
an exact image of God? You said no.
I said I don't look like God. I'm the image of God.
The definition of image.
Yes. Okay, that's what we're
it's not literal. You
no,
see
no,
that.
No, okay,
describing you is not describing
okay,
God.
No,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
it means.
Okay,
you,
let
agreed,
me clarify.
You agreed. It's not literal.
It's not.
There's no point rewinding back. You said it's not literal.
I said it's not the look. It's the image. You got to understand
right.
Image and look.
Fine.
It's different things.
So let's go back to God now.
Yes, go back to
God. God the Father.
Yes.
You said he is not one God. You said it.
I said God is God.
No,
that's
I didn't talk about God.
True.
God, I'm saying God the Father within this threeness.
No, because you're breaking it up.
Excuse
you
me.
Can't break it up. You can't take your spirit out of your body.
Wait.
You can't take your spirit
when,
out of
when
your body.
When the Bible describes the Father, did he break it up?
Yes.
Good. So
yes.
Because the Bible broke it up, I'm going to break up and say the Father. Is the Father one God?
The Father is God.
No, I didn't ask you that question.
My
question is specific.
No. Can you ask
is the Father
okay. Irrelevant?
Okay, let me ask you a relevant question to you.
Okay. Yes.
Is the Father half a God, one third God, one God, or 1.5 God?
That is not measurable.
Excuse
you
me.
Can't measure God.
Wait.
Okay. That's
is
my answer.
Is the Father more than one God?
No.
The is Father, he less than one God?
Neither. The
that
Father
means,
is God.
No, no.
Are
wait,
you less than yourself? Or are you more than yourself?
My friend, listen.
You can't compare.
If you
well,
cannot,
no, but he's the image
me.
Of God. So if he's the image,
giving
of God.
You his answer.
Listen.
Hold on.
You have
on,
already
on,
answered.
No,
giving
no,
you have
no,
you
no,
already
no,
answered.
No, no.
The Father is not more than God.
No.
Is not less than God.
Okay.
That is exactly like God.
Here's my general answer.
Wait. Before you give me the general answer,
I'm not trying to give
you.
You've already given me an answer. I need to understand. I'll show you what I understand by it. The Father is not more than God and not less than God.
Yes.
Meaning he's exactly like God.
He's God.
And how many gods are there? You said three in one
there's
God.
There's one God. There's three in one God.
Yeah.
That's
three
just
in one.
Us.
Good.
Yes.
So the Father is exactly like three in one God.
What?
Remember what you said. The Father is not less than God, not more than
no,
God.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. You clarified. The Father is not less than God, not more than God.
Okay.
And you said God is a three-in-one God. So the Father is exactly a three-in-one God.
Let me give you my final answer. And I'm going to give my final answer. Everybody agree?
Don't give me a final answer.
Can I give a final answer?
Answer the question that is asked.
We want to understand.
I'm not here to argue.
What is my question?
No, we're not arguing.
I believe there is...
My friend, what is my question you're answering?
There is three in...
No, slowly. What is the question you're answering? I asked you a question.
My question is...
My question.
The question I'm answering is... I believe there is three in one God. I believe...
That's not my question.
Well, this
my
is
question
I
is,
give you,
is the Father...
I cannot give you more than
exactly
what I have.
Exactly three in one God, which you are from.
I'm giving you what I know. I give you what I believe. And I believe that
okay,
we are
try your
created...
Best.
We are... Well, I'm definitely am.
Go ahead.
I believe that we are created in the image of God. That we don't look like God. That we are not God. Okay? But we are created in the image, just like your son is created in your image. Means that he's like you, he grows up to be like you. He's not you, but he has the same components of you. He has your same blood type. He's got the same manner as you do. What I believe is that because God created us in his image, I believe that when we look at ourselves, we're looking at what God is. Because we look at a body, a spirit, and a soul. And those three components become what you are. You cannot take them apart. You have to think about it as one. You think about, when I think about you, I think about you as a whole. I don't think about, hey, your soul is nice, but your spirit is kind of, I don't know. I'm thinking about as you as a whole. I think about you as a personality. I think about you as your human physical that I can touch you. And I say, you as a human, as what you are, I think you're like this. When I think about God, I don't think about, oh, his spirit is good, but then his, how he is to the Father, he's not that great. I think about God as one. I think about God as one person.
One person.
One person.
He's not three persons.
Okay.
In one, then.
I believe that within him there is three things that
three
make
things.
Him.
What things? Is he a person?
This
what
son,
the
father, and spirit.
You mentioned now another thing, interesting thing. God is one person, but there are three in one. So what three in one? Are there three persons? Orthodox Christians believe there are three persons in one God.
This is
this is what Christians believe. You don't have to agree with them.
Well, so, I'm a Christian, so I agree that there is three in one. That's
no,
all
three
I
what in one? What?
Three personalities.
Yes, thank you.
So you said God is one person, and
well,
now you're going.
I misplaced the word. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah.
So God is three persons.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Father, he's one person, right?
Yes, one person. Okay. The Holy Spirit.
Being one person, is he independently God, or does he need the other two persons to
no,
make him God?
No, because your spirit cannot walk out of you, can it?
Okay. So he's dependent.
Walk out of you?
So he's dependent on the other two to make him God.
Yes. So it's your soul and your spirit.
Did you say yes?
Yeah, I said.
So the Father needs the other two to make him
yeah.
God.
So it's your body needs your soul to survive, and so it's your spirit needs yeah. your body to to reside on.
So the Father is dependent.
Huh?
The Father is dependent on the Son.
Yes, they all dependent on each other to become one. Just like your soul is depending on your body.
So if everyone is dependent on each other, they're all dependent.
Yes, sir. There's right. one. There's.
So you don't believe God is independent?
I believe God as a unit is independent because within Him there is three things that makes Him a whole. Just like there are three things that make you a whole.
Are they dependent from eternity, or did they choose to become dependent later on?
I give you the answer already. I told you, you as a human being, you are independent as yourself and me.
No, components. The components.
The components within you are not independent. Your soul cannot walk out of your body.
Right? So within the Father, there are three components, three personalities.
They're not independent for each other. They all work.
So they are dependent on each other. The Father
yes,
is dependent on the Son.
Accordingly, they work accordingly. Yes, sir.
Was the Son ever before the Father, or the Son
no,
was always
neither.
With the Father?
No, neither.
Neither.
Neither, sir.
So the Son existed
the Bible
always.
Doesn't say that. Okay. Yo, I can't give
so the
an
Son existed always
yes,
along
sir.
With the Father.
This is what I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Father existed always along with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. That's what
okay?
I believe.
They always existed.
Yes.
And they're all dependent on each other from no beginning. Always dependent.
Always before creation. That's what I believe, sir. Yeah.
Explain that. I don't understand how they.
When did they become Father and Son?
When did your soul become into your body? Do you realize that? Can you tell me the date? When your soul came into your body and when your spirit came in?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, not 50 years ago.
You're not giving me a day, sir.
I just told
you're
you.
Not giving me a day.
I already limited you. It's not 50 years ago. My soul came into my body not 50 years ago.
Do you know how long it's... Do you know how
because
long,
I'm not 50 years old. My body is not 50 years old.
Your body is 50 years old.
My body is not 50 years
how
old.
How old are you?
Okay. When my
how
body...
How old are you?
Wait.
My age, bro.
I can tell you my age, no problem. When my body was not here, when I mean I wasn't born, where was my soul? In my body?
I don't know. I can't.
Was it in my body?
Your body was not created, wasn't it?
Yeah, so was it
so
in my body?
It was. It wasn't made.
Right, see, it was in my body. So
it
when my
was not made. It was not there.
Good,
it's
good.
Not.
So when I was born, so when I was born,
where does it say that?
Hold on.
So when I was born, not 50 years ago,
yeah,
my soul came into my body, right?
I don't know. I can tell you because the Bible doesn't say that. I can give you an answer of something that is not real.
So when my soul came into my body, which wasn't there, of course it doesn't make any sense, right? When my body was born, my soul came into that body, right?
Wait, would it be that question again?
When I was born as a body.
Yeah, when you were...
My soul came into that body, right?
You mean when you were conceived in the womb or when you were born as
so
a
when
baby?
I was conceived in the womb.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I became physical, my soul came into that physical matter.
Yeah, you started the development.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that wasn't 50 years ago.
How old are you?
So I just told you.
Less than 50 years.
Yeah,
you're 50 years.
Yeah,
ago.
Between
yes,
0 and 50.
Years.
Between yes. 0 and 50.
Yeah, that's so how now, your, how right. your body. Is.
Right.
That's
so right. now I can see there's a distinction between time and whenever they come.
Jesus.
Yeah. When it comes to God, components of God, three personalities of God,
yes,
the Father and the Son. You said they have no time frame in when they came.
There's they're no always, time frame for God.
Right. So
there's
they were no always. So they were always dependent.
Sir,
my body.
Okay.
My
there's
body
no time frame for God. You're putting God in a. In
I'm
a
saying
there's
not a time frame. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Yeah.
There's not a time frame.
Okay. Yeah.
If there's no time frame, two questions: how and why is the Son called the Son and not a brother?
What's the relationship?
A twin.
Just,
a twin.
Okay. Okay.
And why is it called Father or Father?
I have three names. Okay.
Are you calling these names only?
I have three names myself.
Yeah.
Elbe Hornace Josue. You can call me Josue. You can call me Hornace.
So it's not a relationship,
you can call
it's a
me
name.
Elvi.
Can we call the Son?
I am the same person.
Can we call the Son the Father and the Father the Son?
No.
Why not?
Can I call your soul the Spirit and the Spirit the body?
You have three names. Can
I'm
I call you any
you.
Of these three names?
Can I call your body the Spirit and the Spirit the body? I would be wrong, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That
so
means,
then you
that,
will
means
be wrong.
That means we need to understand what do you mean by a son and what do you mean by a father?
The son is a son, the father is a father, the Holy Spirit is
what,
the Holy Spirit.
What is a son and the father? What's the difference between them? What
there
is the difference
is a relationship.
Between?
Thank you. Thank you, friend.
So
it is a relationship.
What is
not
the
a name.
Relationship?
There is that relationship.
So
what is
not
the
a name.
Relationship? It is a
What is the relationship?
Okay, the relationship within the soul. The soul is
Not human beings.
Okay.
The Son and the Father.
The Son is the God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
What's the relationship? What is the relationship between the Father and the Son?
What is the relationship between you and your Son?
Is that the same?
What is the relationship between you and your Son?
My son was dependent on me, but I'm not dependent on him.
Oh, you're not?
No, because my son at one point didn't exist. How can I be dependent on him?
Let me
slow it down.
Okay.
At one point,
we talk about God not being
slowly, you brought human beings into question. I don't. My son at one point did not exist.
Yes.
I could not have been dependent on my son. Do you agree?
Yes.
Good. So now talk about God, which you believe both of them are dependent on each other, interdependent. What is the relationship between these two, Father and Son?
I believe that the relationship is the Father is the Father, the Son is the Son, and they talk like it. So if you're my father, if you're my father,
it's like a physical father.
So if you were my physical father, with all respect, I would treat you how? With respect, with love, okay? I would treat you as your will. So if you say, my son, I need you to do this for me, I would do your will, because you're my father. That's the relationship we have.
What is the difference between brotherly relationship between two brothers?
Because they're in the same language.
Wait, two brothers of the same family and a father and son. Is there any relationship differences?
The difference is the respect.
There is a difference, right?
There is a
respect. So now tell me, in what way you have a father and son relationship in two personalities which has no beginning?
Did it start?
Repeat that again?
In the relationship between the father and son in Trinity,
mm-hmm.
Tell me, how do you have a father and son relationship and not like a brother and brother relationship?
So I didn't create God. I don't know that relationship. I don't know that.
So I want to know how does a relationship exist between a father and son and not like...
You're trying to ask me questions that
this,
I am not...
Look,
I didn't create God.
Look. The son could have been daughter, right? Could have been a daughter of God, not a son of God.
It could be a daughter of God. I don't know, sir.
Okay, what would it mean to you, a daughter of God?
A daughter is... Okay, let me clarify.
In the Trinity, what would it mean, a daughter
Daughter
of God?
Is sex. There's all
and the
there
son
is,
is sex as well, right?
Yeah, but God is not trying to portray sex here. It's not because...
So why use the language son and the father?
Because that's how we understand it, because God
not,
created
not
man first.
Not that's how you understood
first.
It. That's how you got confused.
No,
because you're not able to
God,
explain it.
Did God create a man or woman first?
Please.
Man or woman first.
Please. You're bringing in, again, first. Every time we talk about God, you bring human beings into creation.
Because that's the image
we are
of
not,
God.
We are creation of God.
We are the image
We're different.
Of God.
We are different.
The image.
We are different.
The image.
You said it's not exactly.
I didn't say it's exactly. I said the image.
So because it's not exactly, don't bring the ink. Bring something
well,
in which is
I'm,
not exact.
I'm bringing the image.
No.
I'm bringing the reflection.
You will be totally unfair to bring a comparison which
compared.
Is not... Look, comparison not which is not exact.
I am assimilating. This is not comparison.
Right.
This is assimilation.
So
it's
when
different.
You have a father and son relationship, look, in our ordinary understanding of father and son, the son does not come at the same time as the father. Do you agree?
I agree.
Good.
The father and the son.
In your relationship, in your Godhead,
yeah.
You have a father and son. Look how now the mind is now
Sir,
being confused.
God is not...
Let's understand this. In human understanding,
uh-huh.
The father and son, they're not contemporary. The father comes first, the son
in
comes
human
later.
Yes.
In the God's understanding, you have brought a concept where it's a father and son.
Yes, sir.
And yet you're telling us... The father doesn't come before the son, and the son doesn't come before the father. So that's why I want to know, why do you call a father and son
and
relationship?
How did you determine that relationship is what
I
the brother's asking?
Explained
if
to
they
you,
all
I
started at one point.
There's three times. There's eros, there is the time of God, and the time of man. There's different times. God was not created. God doesn't reside in our time frame. You can't say,
That's why I'm not bringing human beings into creation. Before human beings was created, in fact,
but God
make
is,
it simple.
God is not created. God is
make it simple.
Creation.
Before,
okay, so
let's talk about,
explain,
no, you will explain.
I can explain.
Explain the position of God, the way he was, before he created anything.
I don't know because the Bible doesn't say so. So if the Bible doesn't say what happened before creation, I can't give you an answer, sir. I am not God. I am a human that learns about the creation of God. Now, when God created man, that's when this history starts. I can only give you that. If you ask me what happened before God created humans, I don't know. Do you know? We don't know.
Your book doesn't know. No, that's fine. If your book doesn't tell you, you're
that's
perfectly,
an honest answer, at least.
Perfectly,
yeah, I don't know.
You're perfectly in a good position to have to say, okay, I don't know, I'm not going to go against
why
the book.
Why father greater than the
right,
son?
Right. So now, getting this question, there. Sorry. Yes. Within this Trinity, do you find that one of them is less knowledgeable than the other?
No, sir, I don't believe so.
Okay. So when your scripture, the New Testament, says, Jesus himself is saying, of that day and of that hour, no one knows.
Okay.
Not even the human beings.
Yeah.
Sorry, no one knows, not even the angels, not even the Son, but only the Father.
Yes.
So does the Son here refer to the Son as a human being, or Son, which is the Son within the Trinity?
Yeah, I understand that question. Now, let's go into context then. Let's go into the actual place, the actual timing, and the actual writing, okay? We can't just read that and say, oh, that's what happened,
fair
this
enough,
is what
yeah.
I think. When we look at that, the Jews believed that God was almighty, that there was not like him, okay? That no man was comparable to God. So the way that Jesus had to be, Jesus humbled him, the Bible says that he humbled himself. So that means that he had to be like a human. So that means that he couldn't be God, okay? At that moment, he had to humble himself. Now, okay, let me give you a general example. If you're a king, right, and you see that your population, the people that you are commanding, are starting to starve to death, okay? If you show up as a king, they're going to demand you to be as a king, right? They're going to demand money from you because they know you're the king. They know you can do stuff for them. But if you show up as one of them, would they ask you, like, hey, you're the king? They won't know. They won't know that you're the king, so you got to portray as if you weren't the king. That is what I'm saying.
Sure,
I'm saying.
So I understand.
Okay, so the question...
Himself.
No, now deceive. So
he humbled himself.
You humble
himself.
Yourself. So humbling is not deceiving. Because
so
I can humble.
No, brother.
No, he's not lying.
He's
not lying. He humbled himself.
Let's understand that.
He had to submit.
So when he said, no one knows the hour,
yes.
Not even the Son, but only the Father.
Right.
The Son here is a humble version of the Divine
what,
Son.
You said it yourself.
Is that
you
what
said yourself.
Saying?
You said not even the Son or the Father. Okay, so if we know that tomorrow it might be raining, but do you know what hour it's going to rain?
So now you're getting confused with the questions I asked.
No, I'm asking you.
Listen. I asked you, do they have the same kind of knowledge, right? I mean, in a way. Does the Son and the Father have similar kind of knowledge?
I believe they have the same
you
knowledge.
You believe they have the same knowledge?
He said it himself.
But when Jesus says the Son doesn't know, but the Father knows only,
yes,
he says otherwise.
Because those are the plans of the Father. You can't,
There's two...
Yeah, he's humble himself.
Look. Are you saying he actually shows some kind of humility? He knows it, but
yeah.
He's saying he doesn't know.
Yes. No, okay.
Yeah,
he's not lying. He's not lying. What I'm saying...
Does he know or does he not know is the question.
Sir...
Did he not have the information is what he's asking?
I'm telling you, I wasn't there with Jesus. I didn't know what Jesus' mindset was.
From
what
he says,
telling you
if you take his word.
From
the
verse,
general
from
word,
the
and in the general sense, he humbled himself because he has to be an example for men.
So when he stated that
he
statement...
Yeah.
That statement that the Son doesn't know, but only the Father knows.
Yes.
What do you understand from his statement? He knows or he doesn't know?
I understand. Okay. From that statement that you're asking me, I think he doesn't know at that point.
Right.
I believe that he doesn't know.
If he was same like God in knowledge...
He humbled himself. That's different.
He doesn't say a humble son. He says not even the son.
Let's try to understand that. If you are unknowledgeable... If you are unknowledgeable and all wise...
Yes.
Always, can you humble yourself and not know everything 20 years later?
I don't know everything. That's even when I'm not humble.
No. If you knew everything,
okay. If I knew
and if you
everything.
Hypothetically,
yes, sir.
If you know everything, past, present, and future,
yes, sir.
If you know that already,
mm-hmm.
Can you humble yourself and not know something 20 years later?
Well, if I am a God, let's say if what I believe, I'm God. Okay. Ask your cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone?
Yeah.
Right here, brother, in my hand.
Right here. Hey. Okay, my cell phone. My cell phone was created. Let's say I'm an engineer. I created this cell phone. This cell phone is very smart. I can look anything on Google. But this cell phone doesn't know what I'm thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This cell phone knows what's going to happen later because I put it on my schedule. I'm telling this cell phone, okay, plan as a day for tomorrow. Now this cell phone knows what I'm doing tomorrow. But does this cell phone knows what I'm thinking right now?
No,
because this cell phone is a created thing. It's limited.
Exactly.
It is limited. Okay?
Sure.
That means that Jesus himself humbled himself. He limited himself.
He's created.
He was put down for us. Okay? That's what means to me.
You remember the question I asked?
Yes, sir.
The question is this.
Yeah.
If you are someone with the qualities of knowing everything,
yes,
all wise and all knowledgeable.
That's right, yeah.
This is how you are in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
If you are someone who knows everything,
yeah,
is it possible for you then not to know something,
sir,
later?
And that, this is the problem. You're thinking of Jesus being the same in 20 years later. If he was God, if
no, no, you didn't understand.
You personally.
No, no.
Suppose you know everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I say you know everything, it means what? You know the present? You know the past?
I can't know.
Can I finish my example?
That's the thing. I can't know.
Can I?
An example.
An example. The Father. Let me talk about the Father. The Father, do you agree he knows the past, present, and the future?
Yes, sir. I agree.
No hesitation.
Right? No hesitation. He knows the future. He knows it already before it happened, right?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Can he then forget something, what's going to happen 20 years later?
God doesn't forget.
So is it possible for the Father not to know something, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Not for the Father.
Is it possible?
Not for the Father.
So it's impossible?
It is impossible for God not to know.
It is impossible for someone who knows it already not to know.
Well, if you know what's going to happen, you know what's going
to
happen. Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
So it's impossible for you not to know that.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, I agree.
The Son, was he knowledgeable like the Father,
sir,
to begin with?
The Son was limited. He was
in to begin
human.
With.
Sir,
in, to begin
in
with.
The beginning,
in the beginning,
he knew it all.
Okay.
When he came in, he had to limit himself.
Slowly, slowly.
Yes.
I think you understood my question. So to begin with, he knew everything.
Yes. When,
if he knows everything, like the Father knows everything,
yes, sir,
is it possible for him not to know that later?
Yes, but he had to limit himself.
Is it possible for the Father to limit himself and not to know something?
No.
Why is it impossible for Father?
Because the Son was doing the will of the Father.
For the Father.
Why is it impossible for the Father to limit himself and not know something later?
Because he did. Okay, look at it. The Father sent the Son.
Not sending. Only talk about the Father. Why is it impossible for the Father?
You can ask me.
I am only talking about the Father.
I'm sorry, but
see, without hesitation, you don't hesitate.
No,
with
I'm
the
not
Father.
Hesitating.
With the Father, you don't hesitate.
Only
with
asking
the Son,
about
I'm not
the Father.
Hesitating.
Okay.
He's asking me a question.
Only
that
about
doesn't
the Father.
Come into sense.
Only about
You're
the
asking
Father.
Asking me a question that doesn't come into sense. I can tell what the Father is going to do. I don't know what he's going to do. I know he's the Father and he knows it all. But you can tell me, you can ask me,
you know,
is the Father going to limit or is the Father going to... I don't know.
It's not gonna. I'm asking, I'm saying this. If you affirm on one hand, the Father knows everything.
Yes, sir.
Do you also affirm that he cannot be ignorant? It is impossible
yes,
for him to limit.
I do agree.
Good.
Yes.
The Father cannot limit his knowledge and become ignorant.
That's right.
Why?
Because he is God.
No, because he is unknowledgeable.
Yes, because he's
and
God.
And the opposite of unknowledgeable is ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Now, take the example of the Son.
Yes, sir.
Was he unknowledgeable to begin with?
At that point, he was.
Begin with.
To begin with, no, sir. No, sir. No,
in
begin.
The beginning. In
when
the beginning.
He became a man. Okay,
no,
guys.
Begin, come. To begin with, meaning he has no beginning. So, was he unknowledgeable to begin with
to
means what?
With.
Sir, before creation, God was.
Not God. The Son.
God is the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
So before the universe was created, the Son was unknowledgeable.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible for the Son later to limit his knowledge and become ignorant?
When he was a human, I believe he had to limit himself.
Is it possible for him to limit himself?
Yes, as a human, yes, sir.
If it's possible for him to limit, why was it impossible for the Father to limit?
Because he wasn't a human. The Father was not in a human body.
So
is it possible for Father to become human and limit himself?
But if he wanted to do himself, he could.
So it's possible for the Father to become ignorant by becoming a human?
Is it possible for the Father to become a human and become limited?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. That's
so you're saying it is?
If he become a human, he become limited. If you become a cell phone, you're not a human.
So basically, you're saying the unknowledgeable can become ignorant. If
not
want
ignorant.
To.
The unknowledgeable can limit himself
and become
as
ignorant.
A human. He's not ignorant. Jesus was not ignorant.
Ignorance is not unknowledgeable. Do you agree?
Sir, Jesus
if you are ignorant of anything, no, if you are ignorant of anything, you're not unknowledgeable.
Well, okay.
Yes?
I don't know you. I'm ignorant of you. But I know myself.
Do you know what unknowledgeable means? It means you have some ignorance.
Yes, but we are ignorant.
Right. So you're saying God can be knowledgeable and ignorant at the same time.
I didn't say that.
Okay, so different times. Okay, suppose now the Father becomes ignorant, less knowledgeable. Can he ever become knowledgeable again?
Okay, before he before he becomes ignorant, like you're calling him to
less knowledgeable.
Okay, less knowledgeable.
Can he become more knowledgeable again?
Sir, the reason why Jesus couldn't answer that question is because he was a human. He was limited. He was in a human body.
About Jesus. The Father.
Okay,
Father.
I don't know that. You asking me about the Father.
Because you already answered. You said the Father can choose to become a human being and become limited, right?
Yes, okay. As a human being.
Suppose now God the Father has become a human being. Suppose, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Now, can the Father become all knowledgeable again?
Yes, as when he's done with his human
How
part.
Can he become knowledgeable again? Tell me.
By stopping a human?
Hmm?
By stopping a human?
No, no. He has already lost his knowledge.
Sir, he was
His knowledge
limited.
Is no longer there anymore. He's limited, right? He has lost his own knowledge.
No. You're getting it wrong here.
Oh, he hasn't lost his own knowledge.
If a king goes down and submit and he's still being a king. He is a king.
So what happened to the knowledge of the son?
Okay.
Did he leave it somewhere in a cell?
Let me explain to you. Okay, guys. So let's say I'm a king. My people are dying, okay? So I'm going down. I'm gonna strip my power as a king. Now, when I go down and humble myself to my people, I don't have the powers of kingdom because I'm not there anymore.
Understand?
But I'm still the king.
I understand?
And then when I come back to my kingdom,
because I understand,
I put my clothes back and I'm the king.
Because
and
I understand it, let's take one. Do you believe God is all loving?
Yes, I believe God
right.
is most loving.
Is it possible for God to leave His love somewhere and slowly,
yes,
slowly? Is it possible for God to leave His love and become less than all loving? Why not?
Because that's a quality. That's not a position. That is a quality of human being.
Quality.
Yes, sir.
So the quality of God is having love.
Yes, that's a quality.
What about knowledge? Is it nice quality?
Knowledge is not a quality. Knowledge is an acquirement.
All knowing is not a quality.
Were
you born knowing it all?
No.
So you are now knowledgeable.
God's I'm not.
I'm saying, how do you know what you know? Because you're studying, right? You acquire it, but
has God acquired knowledge?
Sir, God is the Almighty. He doesn't need knowledge. He has all the knowledge.
Did he acquire any knowledge?
No, he is the all knowledge.
Good. So he has it.
He's always
God has love. Did he acquire love or has he already?
He's always been love.
Has he always been knowledgeable?
Yes, sir.
So if he's always been knowledgeable, you say it's possible for him to become less than knowledgeable. Why is it not possible for God to be less than all loving?
Where does he say that he was less loving?
My question is,
he can't, because love is a quality.
What are the essential qualities of God?
The essential that he's love. The Bible says God is love. And love is God. So that's what the quality of God is.
Essential qualities
of God. Essential quality of God.
Is his life essential?
Yes. He's life.
All right. God so now life. You have not only love, but it is life.
Yeah, but within love, there's everything.
I want to know what are the other essential qualities of God that God has.
Okay, God has every... The Bible says that God is good. And everything that is good is from God. So everything that you think is good, God is from God.
Tell me, what other essential qualities...
Sir, I can end the night here sending you...
Why is knowledge not an essential quality of God?
Sir, knowledge is a human thing, okay? Knowledge is something that you acquire. God is the creator.
God created anything,
he doesn't need to acquire
did
knowledge.
God have knowledge? You said yes.
Yes, sir.
So I'm asking you once more. Is knowledge an essential quality of God?
I think we are going on a circle.
Because you're not is knowledge love? Do you need knowledge to have love?
Is knowledge an essential quality of God?
No, you don't need to know to
so
love.
So God can exist without knowledge?
What?
That's what you're saying, brother.
What does that mean, my essential quality?
Sir, you can love someone without knowing about them.
What?
Can God exist without being loving?
Wait, what? God exists and he's love. That's all there is to it.
The concept of God that you have, can you have your God without any love whatsoever?
I can take off stuff from God and put it away and think that he's there. I'm thinking God is one thing and he's love. He's passionate. He's all knowledgeable. You can't take stuff away from God.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit to be God?
Yes, sir.
Does he know everything?
Yes, he's God, just like the Father.
Does he know everything?
Yes, sir.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that's what you say.
That's what the Bible says, bro.
That's what Jesus says.
He didn't say the Holy Spirit doesn't know.
Okay, let me tell you what Jesus says.
Hold on, brother. Let's listen to what he's saying.
Jesus says, in your New Testament, no one knows the other.
He's talking about men, by the way.
Hold on.
We haven't finished the statement of Jesus. Okay. Not even the angels in heaven, not even the Son, but only who? And does he include
the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit?
When I say,
finish
the verse.
When there's an exclusion, if I said, you are the only human being on planet Earth, can there be another human being?
Sorry, that's not correct. Let me say why. If we are talking about...
What does the verse say, brother?
Okay.
What, do you know the verse?
Okay, let me clarify the question again. One moment.
Clarify.
Now, suppose I have a question. I said, no one knows the answer, but only me. Mm-hmm. Can he know the answer also?
No.
Right. So when it says, but only the Father, can... Any other people know any other being?
Who was Jesus talking to? The angels or the men? Wasn't it men? Yes. So when he meant no one, contextually he meant anyone here.
But he says only the Father.
He also says the angels.
He mentioned the angels.
The angels are not the spirit. So if you exclude someone, doesn't mean that he's not there. If
he said
only the Father. Only.
Let's use context.
Do you want to see the verse?
Are you really saying when God says, but only the Father knows, it means someone else knows as well?
Sir, when you exclude someone, doesn't mean they're not there. It means that they're not included in that presence.
If you say only.
I'm writing right now about this situation. And I said, your name, this person was here, this person was here, this was here, but I don't talk about you. Does that mean that you weren't here?
Should we see the verse?
I didn't talk about you.
Let's look at the verse.
Let's look at the verse.
Yes, sir.
Have you got the verse, Hashim?
Verse 31.
Yeah, go and read it.
But about that day or hour.
Tell him the reference first.
This is in Mark 13, verse 32.
Yes, sir.
About that day or hour, no one knows.
Yeah.
Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
Yes. Does the Spirit? This is says not.
It says the only the Father, brother.
When it says but only the Father,
yeah.
Does it include the Son?
Sir,
wait, let me talk. Does it include the Son? When it says but only the Father,
we already talked about this.
Because the text already says not the Son.
We already talked about the Son, right?
Right.
Yes. We're clarifying.
So does the Holy Spirit know?
Sir, if it doesn't say the Spirit...
What's your name?
Ahonasek.
Ahonas?
Hornasek.
Hmm?
Hornasek.
Hornasek.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible Hornasek also knows?
Oh, no. Because I'm a man, and I'm included on that.
Where does it say that?
Where does it say man?
No one. I am no one.
No one.
I am no one.
It doesn't say man. No one.
That's no a general statement. Okay. That's general.
Includes everybody.
So, is that assumption?
So when you say general statement, does it include the Holy Spirit?
No, because it's talking about men. I'm a man. I'm not the Holy Spirit.
It doesn't talk about men.
Where does it say that, brother?
It talks about everyone. It's about angels. It talks about the Son.
Animals.
Understand the context of this. Understand the timing. Understand the meaning of this first. It means that when you, let's say you guys are, I'm not Jesus. I am in no way to be represented.
Go on, brother. Yeah, we understand. Go on, brother.
Let's say I am Jesus. You ask me, when is this going to happen? I tell you, no one knows. I am meaning to you guys because you guys are here with me. I'm not saying.
But
he was specific to this.
And if you said, but only Tom knows.
Now, are the angels bigger?
Suppose you said in your statement, but only Tom knows. Can Dick knows also, and Harry also knows?
Okay, yes, that's a great question. Okay.
And the great answer
is? Let me explain to you. Now you say, but only Tom knows, okay? What if Tom tells his wife, hey, when you're not there, hey, the answer is, I took the car. No, wait,
Go on, brother,
okay.
Go on.
So if Tom, and you say, he tells you the secret. He tells you, oh, the car is blue. This is the secret. No one knows the secret but you. But you can go home and tell your wife, okay, baby, the car is blue. No, thank anybody. He only knows that he told you.
Brother, I understand, brother. Brother, do you not think that that's taking a very large leap to try and convince yourself of what
I'm
is
not
actually
convincing
being
myself.
Said? Hold a second. Let's just one second. Yeah, just one question, brother. Brother, hold on 1 second. Brother,
it doesn't say not the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it doesn't say Holy Spirit. Can I say something? If it says only.
But only Tom knows, but Tom can tell his wife.
Brother, that's your assumption, brother.
But that's your assumption too.
Hold a second. No. We're going by the words, brother.
Okay.
When it says clearly, look, when it says clearly only, I think it's quite clear that only the Father knows, brother.
You're on a very dangerous grounds of interpretation. If you say there is no God, but only the Trinity, it could include someone else, right?
Let's go to charcoal grave.
Why? No, when it says but only the Trinity, it could include the Quinternity and the Pentateuch. eternity. He couldn't get me to bind it to what he said.
Talk about continuity and for eternity.
It's not what the Bible says.
That's it.
When a statement of exclusion.
I believe. Okay, my friend. Let me say this. In general, I don't want to go endless here. I don't want to go endless here, guys. I believe that the Bible talks about the Trinity, and I believe about in the Trinity.
Where does he say? What does he say?
Okay, so I don't have to. I don't.
Sorry. How come you only can find?
Didn't I tell you about the Trinity already?
Where does this in the Bible?
Does the Bible talk generally about?
Okay. Can anybody else? 16. When it talks about in 1 Timothy 6:16, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable life.
Can you read all that thing? Because you're taking... Okay, listen to this. You're taking it out of context right here.
You read it, bro.
You need to read that. Okay,
no. It's a Bible, brother.
Hold context.
No. Let me tell this.
Do you want me to read the whole Bible?
No. Okay, here's the thing. It's not about reading the whole Bible. It's not about reading the whole Bible.
Why don't you read?
Sir, it's not about me reading this verse right now. It's about me understanding the meaning and the timing and the...
Okay, can you explain what it means?
Do you know?
I need to study it. I need to go and study it.
That's fine.
You didn't know.
If you don't know it, if you said that before, if you didn't understand it, brother.
If you saw Jesus during his time,
yes, sir,
on the floor, his knees on the floor, forehead on the ground, weeping, crying, and worshiping God,
yeah,
you, as a man of intelligence,
yes, sir,
would you take Jesus as your God Almighty?
Yes, if I saw Jesus, I would believe in him even more than what
I
believe
now. So when you see him praying and worshiping someone else,
he's God. Oh, no, you didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
That's what I said.
Maybe he didn't.
Let me rephrase.
Yes, rephrase.
If you saw Jesus Christ going on the ground on his knees, his forehead he put on the ground, like how Muslims pray. If you saw that and Jesus is praying to his God,
yes, sir.
Would you take Jesus as God Almighty and you worship Jesus?
Okay.
Like this.
And the verse is there.
Okay, yeah.
And Jesus went a little further and fell on his face and prayed. Matthew 26:39.
Okay.
Would you take that person as God Almighty?
Just before you went to the cross,
would
you pray to the God to take the cross?
I just want to know how you feel as a man of intelligence.
I would say here, the reason why I believe Jesus did all of these things, he prayed, he was baptized, he suffered, it was to show an example of submission to the Father. Remember, he had 12 men looking at him. He had to submit himself to the Father for them to submit.
He was actually in a secluded area, brother, if you read it correctly.
Wait, he always had 12 disciples.
Yes, but
even when he, with them. Three
he
of them, Jacob, and Peter, and James,
sorry,
all three of them, sir.
Topic's a bit changing, but he went to a secluded area.
The point is meant about this prayer, he actually went alone.
Yes.
He left his companions,
yes,
and he left alone. He wasn't showing anyone.
Right.
So just understand and accept that point.
Yes, he was.
He was not demonstrating
nothing.
How to pray,
yes,
or showing to his companions.
At that point,
he was praying for his own self.
What was he praying about? Can you tell me?
He was in need of prayer, so he was praying. If you witnessed that yourself, would you take him as your God?
If you saw him praying.
I'm not going to give you a straight answer because there is. If you tell me a question, can you kill a person? I'm not going to say yes, but can you kill a person that's trying to kill you? Yes, I would. This is the context you need to understand.
I've given
because
you the context.
No, if you tell me,
let him give you the context.
If you tell me,
yes,
if Jesus was praying by himself at that time,
why?
He was praying to the Father, can you please take this cup away from me? I know it is not possible, but please try it. So he was telling the Father.
So he wasn't sure if it is possible, or he knew it's not possible.
He knew it wasn't possible because he was his.
But
testing.
He's still asking.
Because he was a human. He
sure,
fell.
Brother. Sorry to interrupt you. Carry on, brother.
Why did you say he was a human only?
No, I didn't say he's human only. I said
so he was God asking God.
Sir, at that moment he was a human.
Are you saying only human?
He was a human.
Human?
Sir, at that moment he was a human.
I'm asking you once again. At that moment, was he zero? No, hear my question.
Yeah.
Was he at that moment when he was praying and prostrating to God?
Asking,
was he 0% God?
No, he's always been 100% God.
So that's the question I'm asking you. So he was 100% God praying to 100% God.
And 100% man. Sir.
That's fine. So how many gods are there?
There is one God.
Which one? The one who's prostrating or the one prostrating to?
There is three parts of the one function of God, okay? I explained that early. If he wasn't here, I wouldn't.
No, but I'm trying to understand. Jesus is praying because he couldn't fulfill his prayer by himself.
Okay.
Hence he's praying to someone else.
Quick question. We talk about the king. Everybody heard about my explanation about the king. When I was given an example about a king that went down to his people and he had to submit himself. he was poor and he was helping his people. Was he a king 100% and was a poor person 100%? Yes.
Right. Was the king asking someone or was giving someone?
He was there submitting himself. He was 100% poor.
Submitting to
and 100% king. To the people.
Okay. When you say submitting, meaning what?
He means he just stripped himself from his
kingship. His kingship. Good.
But he was still the king.
You know what submission means? Submission doesn't mean you take away your cloak and you become a pauper. It means actually being under the authority.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hear me out. You become subservient, okay?
Yeah.
Which means, whom do you become subservient to? Someone of higher authority or lower authority to you?
No, you always submit to someone higher.
Exactly.
Which is what's the...
So have you ever
in this case, what's the will of the father, sir?
My friend.
The Bible says that
when the king submits to whom? To a higher authority
to
or lower
father,
authority?
To the
when
of
the king
father.
Comes down, removing his...
You know, kings have fathers, right?
Sorry, kings have... The human king that you example of...
Yes.
Who was this human king subservient to?
This is a general sense. You can talk about... It can be his father
because
saying,
you know,
my friend,
listen.
You said to the people...
A king can never become subservient to someone of a lower authority.
If he decides to, he can be.
There's a difference between subservient...
You can't tell what a man should
can
do
I,
or
can
not.
Can I just say something? When we first started talking, you and I,
yes, sir.
You could not separate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But here, you quoted so many times that verse...
I never said
...where Jesus isolates the Father for worship.
Yes, they're communicating about it. That's not separation.
So
that is communication.
Right.
Separation is isolation.
But he's asking for
Jesus
help, right?
Was
you like, for example,
Jesus was
the reason 100% God is praying to the Father. Wait, hear me.
Yeah.
Hear the question. It's very important.
Yeah.
The reason Jesus is... Look, could Jesus save himself from the crucifixion, the cup? Could he save himself by himself?
Yes.
Without being dependent on the Father?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But... How do you know yourself?
Because the Bible says so.
Which, what does it say?
He could send his angel. The Bible says that he could send his angel to strip off.
So why is he praying to the Father then?
Because he decided to submit to the will of the Father.
No. If he could do it himself, why does he
Because it's himself? A submission of God, the Father's will.
Okay. Now the key question
why
is...
Why he was crying then?
Wait, one second.
Why he was crying?
Brother, one
because
second.
He was a human. And humans cry.
No.
One second. Okay,
the key
on.
Question is this now. This prayer of Jesus... which he prays to be saved from the cross. Was it accepted or rejected?
I'm sorry.
The prayer of Jesus to be saved from the cross. Was it accepted or was it rejected?
You answer. What happened?
Okay, what was the prayer? Let's start with that.
The prayer was, Father, if you can take this cup away from me, if it is your will, please. But then what happened afterwards? He was crucified, wasn't he?
Exactly. So what is the answer to the question?
God rejects prayer.
So God's
okay, if I ask God right now.
God rejects God.
Hold on.
Let us get it clear.
He rejects prayer. Prayer is...
Yeah, God rejects another God's prayer.
No, it's not. If I ask you, my prayer is a conversation. If I ask God, can I have $1 million right now? That is my prayer. But does it mean God's
you have
answer?
One God no, praying right? to another God, and the other God rejects this prayer.
Okay.
Isn't that what you're saying?
God can reject prayer, guys.
So God can reject
God's prayer.
God's prayer.
No, hear me.
Wait, that's not God's
my friend,
prayer.
Listen,
that's
listen.
Jesus himself.
You said Jesus 100% is
100% God and 100%
thank you very
human.
Much. Okay, so this 100% God's prayer got rejected.
Yes. Can it be rejected?
Okay. Imagine
yes.
this. Imagine
yes.
this.
Can it be rejected?
You, your God's prayer got rejected. What chance do you have?
Sir.
If your God's prayer can get rejected, what chance do you as a human being, a layman, have for his prayer to be accepted?
That's up to God's mercy. I don't say that.
Absolutely.
Is this
yes,
making
so see,
sense to you, brother?
Jesus. Huh?
Is it making sense to you, brother?
Yes, it makes sense.
No, really. A God
sir,
rejected
if
you, another
if
God's
I ask
prayer.
My father,
sorry, brother.
If I ask my father, Father, can I get a new car right now?
Your father
now?
Is higher than you, correct, brother?
Yes, he is.
Hence why you have to go to him to ask him for the
yes,
car,
sir.
Correct?
Because I'm doing
brother,
his will. I'm
just
doing
brother,
the case of
but you said,
I'm doing his
sorry, brother. You said Jesus is 100% God. I know that he's 100% man, but he is 100% God, correct?
Are you,
so
are
he's,
you 100% your
no, no,
body?
Hold on,
your father's
one
blood?
Second, brother. Let me
yes,
just finish off.
Question.
One second, brother. He's 100% God, yeah?
Yes. Sir.
So why does he need to go to another 100% God to ask him, brother? Do you see the point? Do you really think that makes sense, brother? I mean,
okay.
Truly.
So, okay, yes.
Do you not think you could be possibly wrong, brother?
Okay.
No. Did you hear what I said, brother? Do you think. I'm just saying, brother. No, don't worry, brother.
No, you're just discussing.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking respectfully, brother.
Yeah.
Do you really think that. I mean, do you think that you could be wrong here?
Well,
I've asked this before and I'll ask it again. Do you think you may well be wrong here?
I don't believe I'm wrong because I'm believing what the Bible says.
I know, but have you questioned it, brother? Because 100%...
I have questioned myself. 100, yes.
If I'm the strongest man on earth, he can't be the strongest man on earth. It's simple
what
as that, brother.
About?
Okay,
just give me an example, brother.
Let's not go
that's
there. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, first, it's not fair for you to be alone and we are three or four.
Sorry, brother.
Okay,
that's
so
why I was
let me apologize for that. But at the end of the day, here is to find out the truth. It is not to gang up on you, okay?
Of course not.
So if we are being unfair to you, please say so.
Okay, yeah. No, yes. Okay. Anyway,
as long as you don't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
shall we continue?
As far as I know, okay. this is what I have to say.
The other question I have is this. You know, in...
Before you say something, can I say something?
Please do.
Okay. To everybody that's hearing, I stand for what I believe. What I believe is that Christ himself is the Savior, and he died for my sin. Because I choose to sin against God, he paid the bill for me. That's all I believe.
That's good.
You're asking me questions about God's nature and God's reality that I can give you everything I know about. But I'm not able to answer all of your questions.
My friend, we don't want you to give you answers from your own speculations.
Yes, sir.
I would rather you bring it from the Bible.
Yeah,
that's the reason I ask
the
you. Look.
The question I have is like for this verse here. Why was Jesus always praying to the Father?
Because communication.
Why wasn't he praying to the Holy Ghost?
Sir. Or to himself, the Son.
Sir.
But he's humbled himself here. What about Holy Ghost?
Okay. We can go 4 hours in
here. That's fine, but if you're not sure,
that's the beauty of speaker's calling.
Well, the Father, it's a communication. It's a statement.
Sure.
It's saying, your will is for me to do this.
Has he ever prayed to the Holy Ghost in the whole entire New Testament? Has Jesus ever prayed to the Holy Ghost?
Not that I know.
Have you asked why?
Sir, I don't know everything.
No, that's not what they're saying, brother. I think what they're saying is...
So in this case, the Bible only can register so much. The Bible can register everything about
Jesus.
That's the reason I would want you to answer only what has been revealed to you in the Bible.
So and then I also need you guys to ask me questions.
Based on the Bible. Absolutely.
That's
the question I asked you with regards to the Jesus praying to the Father by him prostrating and so on, like Brother Mansoor asked you, is also based on the Bible. It's nothing outside the Bible. Okay, now, you see the most important thing is about belief in one God. And we all agree that there is only one God.
Yes.
Yes? The first commandment and so on. Every time Jesus even asked about the most important commandment, he would always point to the being that he's only one, and that is God alone. Okay, let me ask you this. If there is only one God, yes? Can God have a God? Absolutely not. Yes? You believe Jesus is 100% God. You believe the Father is 100% God. And you believe the Holy Spirit is 100% God.
Yes.
Yes? Now let me ask you this. When Jesus says to Mary Magdalene in John 20, 17. Yes, that's right. When he says, I go to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Does Jesus, the 100% God, claim to have a God when he says, I go to my God?
Sir.
This is in the Bible.
Yeah,
yes?
Yeah.
So not outside
good
the Bible.
Question. That's a good question. Thank you.
Think about it. I don't want you to rush it.
No, no,
think
no.
about and it I, and then answer.
Hey, like I say,
yes.
I don't know everything, guys. Okay. I'm Fine. Giving you
That's
what I know.
That's an honest answer.
Okay? So what do you think? Think about
it. I believe that at that moment, there are moments where Jesus was human. Does God?
So you mean 0% God?
No.
Okay. That's why.
If I'm 100% human, I can be human. If I'm 100% God, I can also be God.
Yeah, but if you're 100% human, yes, then you will stick with that consistent. Throughout your discussion, yes? You cannot change from...
Okay. Let me ask you this. I am dual nationality. I am 100% American citizen. Yeah. I am 100% Dominican citizen.
Yeah, but you're still a human,
but I have,
regardless.
What, okay, still 100%, let me give you an example.
We're talking about essence, not about
nationality. This is two different nationalities, two different nations.
My friend, we're talking about essence, not nationality.
Sir, but it's half and half. We're talking half and half, right?
Okay, what is the point you're trying
to make? Okay, what I'm trying to say is that I understand my Dominican nationality, but I also understand my American nationality.
Fair enough, yes.
I have both rights.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I'm only American.
But what is the point? We're talking about
when
the
they ask
nature.
Me, okay, here's the thing. When they ask me in the airplanes, where are you coming from? What's your nationality? I say USA, because I can say USA. I am US.
That's something when you go to the immigration officer. How many passports do you put in front of him?
One.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So it's always one focus.
No, but how many passports do I have?
You have two, but you always put one.
Because that's the only thing I need at that moment.
But we are not talking about your passports or
the
citizenship.
Only thing I need at
we
the
are
moment.
Talking about the nature of the being.
When Jesus was 100% man and 100% God, there are times where he was 100% man.
Yes.
And there were times where he was 100% God.
Does it mean 0% God?
No, I said 100%
Absolutely.
Man and 100% God.
But that's what I'm telling you.
Sir,
I'm saying the same thing.
If I had two passports, there are times where I only use one passport.
Yes, you do.
And there are times where
But we are talking about the nature, my friend. You see, look here. If you believe Jesus is 100% man and 100% God, should you be consistent throughout your discussion?
I am 100% consistent Dominican. I'm 100% Dominican.
We're talking about your nationality here. We are talking about the nature of Jesus Christ.
Sir.
Do you believe in the hypostatic union?
I believe that
the hypostatic union meaning that Jesus is not two persons,
yes,
but is one person,
yes, sir.
Being fully man and fully divine. Yes?
Yes, I
So when he said these words, I go to my God, was he fully divine?
He was fully divine, but he was speaking as a human, guys.
How do you know that?
Did he tell you that? As a human.
But how do you know that?
Because that's what the Bible says.
No, the Bible doesn't say he was speaking as a human. That is what you're saying.
No. I didn't say the Bible says he's.
You see what I told you earlier? Do not speculate things which are not in the Bible.
I'm not speculating. I didn't say the Bible says he's speaking as a human. I'm saying as a human, he answered that because he was speaking to a human.
He was always speaking as a human, my friend. Always. When did he say I'm speaking as a God? Never.
Okay, so as a human, can you say to the storm, stop?
If the God gave me the power, I could. Like the way Moses. Look, when Moses told the sea to basically separate into two, was he God 100% that time?
No.
He was 0% God.
But the Bible never said that.
But hear me out, my friend.
Yeah.
If God gives him the ability, just like in Acts 2:22, where he says, Jesus, the man who's accredited by God, yes, given the ability, I'm paraphrasing, ability to do miracles and works of wonders,
yeah.
Yes, by the power of God, yes, by the permission of God. Now this is in Acts 2:22, that God gave him the power, God gave him the ability. But listen to this, my question to you was what? Does God have a God? And you, without hesitating, said no. But what does Jesus say? Should you agree with Jesus when he says, I go to my God? Just like I go to my God and your God. So basically he's trying to say that Mary Magdalene's God and his God is same or different? Absolutely. So based on that, he agrees and admits and asserts that he has a God.
Yes.
Yes?
He was a human.
God. Now based on your earlier confirmation that God cannot have a God, yes, Jesus based on that verse cannot be God.
Okay.
Based on your assertion.
That's logical.
Here's the thing. You guys, okay, here's the thing. You're looking either, he's either human or he's either God. What I believe is that he was human and God.
But it doesn't make sense, does
it? But it doesn't make sense to you.
No, it doesn't make sense in the context.
This is why I asked you.
Uh-huh.
If you believe he's man and God, and you saw him in the Garden of Gethsemane praying,
yeah.
Praying as man and God,
mm-hmm.
You as a man of intelligence...
Do you understand what praying is?
Please. Uh-huh. This is not about saying hi, hello. This is about... Someone begging for support
and
assistance and help,
sweating
right? So when you see someone like that praying and you see this, you believe he's man and God, you would not be in your sound mind to say, this is God Almighty on earth, would you?
Guys, okay, do I have to re-explain that?
Would seriously take that person as God Almighty on earth?
Okay. He's helpless in front of you.
He also was a human.
Oh, you're leaving.
He, as in a human, had feelings. He hurt. He cried. He did all the things that we did as a human. The Bible said that he himself was tested so that no man can say.
He said the Lord he was God on earth.
Home office, you know?
Yes.
Did she worship him?
But yes, she worshiped.
Where do you find that reference in the Bible?
Read the Bible. You'll figure it out. You'll read the Bible.
No, I've read it.
I think you're going in circles.
Okay, I think you need to read it again.
No. Do you know from your memory any verses where Mary worships?
Did you know that Jesus? Did you know that James, the guy that wrote the
sorry,
book,
I got 10%.
How did he speak about Jesus?
Yeah. Does he say he's God?
Look it up.
Where does he say he's God?
Yeah. Look it up. Read James. Read James.
It's not me. 100,000 people have read James. Where does James say?
Have you read James? I'm asking.
Have you read?
Because you ask him, yes, I have.
Good.
And I believe James
believes that
Jesus
context,
was God.
Where within the context, Mary worshipped Jesus.
Yeah. Where? Wait, what?
Mary, mother
Mary?
Of Jesus.
Okay. When, I don't remember exactly right now, okay? There's a lot of things. Okay.
Have you ever been taught this, that Mary worshipped Jesus?
Yes. Even when the angel appeared to Mary, mm-hmm. What was the message?
That he will be God on earth?
That he will be the Savior.
It's not about God on earth, is it?
Okay, can you save me? Because if you can save me,
you're
my God.
I can save
you. Become a Muslim?
Oh, just because if I save you, become
yes,
my God.
Yes, you are. If you can save me, from God, then you are God.
So all the doctors are God.
If you can save me from God, then you are God.
Did Moses the prophet save his people? And did he save his people?
No, Moses can't save no one.
So at the time of Moses, no one was saved.
Well, yeah, they believe in God.
Did Moses save anyone who believed
power.
In God?
No.
So he didn't save anyone?
He didn't
in
save
fact,
no one.
In fact, before Jesus came on earth...
No one saved no one. That's the reality.
No one saved anyone?
You...
Okay. So, okay, when I say save from hell, Was Moses saving anyone from hell?
No.
Including himself?
Well, he was saved by grace. He wasn't saved by his power. He didn't save anybody.
So all the people in the time of Moses is going to go to hell.
Okay. So if I tell you right now, there is a car, when you walk outside, there's going to be a car that's going to kill you. Your option is to either stay here and go somewhere else, or go and get killed. That's what Moses did. He said, there are 10 commandments, you either obey or not. The people got saved.
When people followed those commandments, were they saved from hellfire?
Because it was God's commandment, not Moses.
Right. So people can follow God's commandment and be saved, right?
If they follow God's commandment, and they will be saved.
It doesn't make Moses God, because he gave the commandment.
No, he's not God.
Good. So when we talk about Jesus Christ, again, you are telling me that Mary worshipped Jesus.
Yeah.
And you find verses in the Bible. This is what I would like to ask everyone who, you know, if you're listening. Where do we find this in the Bible?
Sir,
it's not existent.
The Bible has a lot of pages. If I were to pick everything,
why don't you go and read in your own time and see if you
know
find
every single
any reference?
Okay, now let me ask you: do you know every single verse of the Quran?
By memory?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then we talk about that.
But if you ask me, something, I can check it up.
But that's what I'm gonna do.
So
I'm gonna go check it out.
Good.
Do you have a Facebook?
We can turn on. So you do check it up. So now you have a belief where Jesus Christ is worshiping God, but you take him as God because you think it's okay for God to worship another God. It's okay.
It's the part there is needs to be taken in context. It needs to be taken. It can't be taken as it is. Oh, I saw Jesus praying. I don't know what he's praying about, but he's praying
in the day of judgment in heaven. In heaven, rather than heaven. In heaven, right? If you see God, how many persons will you see? 3 persons.
I don't know, sir. I don't know that question.
You don't know the answer to this question?
Sir, I don't know the image of God. I've never seen God. Have you seen God?
Has God explained that to you?
The Quran says how God looks. Because if it says, I'm going to go.
Yeah, the Quran explained very clearly. God looks like no one.
Can you tell me how God looks right now?
Yeah, like no one.
Like,
unlike anyone.
My girlfriend
totally
looks like,
unique.
My girlfriend looks like no one. She's God?
Good.
No.
So you have unique God in heaven.
That doesn't answer my
Father,
question.
Who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That doesn't answer my question.
In heaven, you would have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit communicating, right?
I do not know that.
So I'm asking you. In heaven, would there be the Father and Son and Holy Spirit communicating?
Okay. Sir. The Bible doesn't say anything. So the Bible doesn't say when you get to heaven.
So you don't know who you can expect.
Right. The Bible says God walked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God walked with him. So were there one God, 3-in-1? Who walked with Adam? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
It's just God. He talks about God. Right?
Your concept.
If we say that God was, talk about God, right? If he talks about God, and I believe that God has his spirit, okay, and I believe that, for example, if I say I walk with him, right? We walk together. We just walk. Me as a person, I have a spirit, a soul, and my body. I walk as one, but I have 3 components within me. I walk with you.
No, that's still
this
one person,
is me.
Right?
This is me, one person. This is one God. No, this is one God, right?
The 3 in you is still one person.
I have 3 components.
Unless you're telling me the spirit is one person.
Sir, I have 3 components within me. There is a spirit.
No, when God components. Was working with Adam.
You have the respiratory system, you have the.
No, that's biological.
These are systems.
Don't go there. Don't go. That's biological.
So it's the body.
So when Adam. Has nothing to do
with it. Okay, so when God was working with Adam, was all the 3 components present?
I believe so. God is a living being.
Did Adam see all the 3 components?
So I don't know. The Bible doesn't say that. You're asking me
what
questions.
What do you think? From what the Bible says.
I believe that God has always been the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But the Bible doesn't indicate anywhere that Adam had any interaction with a son of God.
But the Bible is not... Okay, the Bible cannot...
From what it says, from what it's apparently clear, the Bible does not indicate that Adam was in any way speaking and conversing with the Son or the Holy Spirit.
Yes? In that case, what I believe is what I've told you. You can ask me as many questions as you want, but at the end, I cannot answer all of them.
You're from Dominica, right?
I'm Dominican from Dominica.
Have you read the Quran?
Some of them. I study a little bit of Islam. Yeah.
How about reading the Quran a bit more and find out the concept of God? Because you find a lot of the Quran actually says Quran says to Muslims, we believe in one God. You believe in one God. Yes, we believe in Jesus,
I
the prophet. We believe in Jesus as the prophet. We believe he is the he's word of God. He's born of a virgin. He did many miracles. We believe in a lot of things. And the Quran actually tells you, in fact, speaks to the people who follows Christ or Moses directly.
Yes.
So now, why don't you go
why
and
don't we do
this? Read the Quran before
and
find
we
out.
We will do this. Are you challenging me to do so? And I promise you, I will.
I'm encouraging you to do that.
And then I'm encouraging you to read some of the New Testament. How about that?
Yeah.
Can we do that for
anything?
For each other?
Anything? Any specific topic that you want me to look into? New
I
Testament?
Would like to read the Gospel.
No. What in the Gospels? Because when I read the Gospels,
there's no Gospel.
When I read the Gospels, I find the authors are not sincere.
Okay, I'm
or
not,
man of
no,
integrity.
No.
No, I tell you why. I've read it already, and I found that they are not trustworthy.
I've read the Quran, and I don't believe everything that it says.
No, it's not about this. When I read, for example, when I read Matthew,
okay, I'm not challenging.
Challenge
is not bad.
I am simply saying. Quran is not the works or the word of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's totally unique. It's not like his speech. We know that. He passed on the Quran to us. So we are saying, you read the Quran, and if you ask me to read the Bible, which I have read the Bible, and I have problems with saying this transmission is trustworthy. Why? Because the people who are transmitting it, the people like Matthew, I know he's changing and distorting history. He's making up prophecies as he goes.
Do you know Matthew?
Your scholars say that.
Like, wow.
When I read
That's
his book.
Crazy.
No, when I read his book, he says.
Did you know Matthew personally?
No. When I read his book.
But how do you know that? You're saying false statement. The Bible doesn't say that Matthew modified this. The Bible says if anybody modified.
The conclusion.
Woe to the man who modifies this book.
He's talking about conclusion.
That's what the Bible says.
Let me tell you how. Let me tell you how I've come to this conclusion.
Wait, that's your conclusion. You can't say.
No, based on.
That's conclusion. That is conclusion. Your conclusion is not definitive. Your conclusion is not a fact.
How about hearing my reasons?
But even yours, like.
Hold on.
You can hear my reasons. And you can check this up and investigate yourself.
Okay, yes.
Okay,
that's what he's
saying. I promise you.
Investigate.
I promise you.
So, for example, when Matthew says, he shall be called a Nazarene.
Yes, sir.
A Nazarene, as was spoken by the prophets. Now, if you go back to the prophets, you'll not find such a prophecy in existence at all.
Does the Bible talk about a Messiah?
No, he shall be called a Nazarene.
Sir, those are details. Okay, here we go again.
No, he's saying to check it out, brother. That's what he's saying.
Jesus, his name was the Messiah, the Christ, Emmanuel.
What about the Nazarene?
The Nazarene, he was, that was
this is a
denominator. That was where he was from.
The end of Mark 16 is...
Yeah, you believe in this website, Bible Gateway?
Added later.
But even, okay.
My point was this. When Matthew says, you know what? Jesus was prophesied by the prophets, right?
He was from Nazareth.
No. He says, he claims, right? And he not only claims, he even says what the prophecy is. He says, he shall be called a Nazarene. A prophecy. Now, if that prophecy existed, you should be able to find this, right?
Yeah.
Good. See if you can find that. That's one example of Matthew.
Sir,
he said
clearly he was from Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth.
No, you didn't understand.
Jesus from Nazareth.
No. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Sir, if I'm from Nazareth, I'm called a Nazarene. Doesn't mean because it isn't saying in the Bible.
Matthew is saying there's a prophecy
about,
in the Old Testament.
There's a prophecy
in the Old Testament.
A prophecy
that.
Sir, spoken by
just,
the prophets.
It's just. This is details that are way out.
It's not about details.
If
I said there's a prophecy that you shall be called a Dominican.
And
now,
I'm called a Dominican.
Who called you Dominican?
Many people. The Dominican.
Not
Here's
many,
my Dominican
no, no,
friend.
No. So many people. If I'm stating a prophecy by the prophets, then I have to go to the prophets, those books in the Old Testament, and find where it says he should be called Dominican.
Basically, the question
if
he's asking
I
is,
don't
who called him in the Old Testament times?
Who called... and said and wrote in their books, he shall be called a Nazarene.
Do you find this in the Old Testament?
Okay, this is for you to check. The second example I will give, because you said,
okay
how?
Why do you want me to
you said it's just your conclusion. It's not just a conclusion.
No, but the question
is when we
question
read.
This prophecy is
when
the prophecy of Jesus
brother,
is clear about
brother,
throughout
listen,
the whole thing.
It's untrue. Though.
How many generations was from Abraham to David?
Jesus was real.
Excuse me. How many generations from Abraham to David? According to Matthew.
From Abraham to David? I don't recall as much,
14.
But it was 14,
it says, 14. It says all the generations are 14.
Yeah.
This is not true. If you go to the Old Testament and you look at the generations, they're more than 14. Matthew says 14. All the generations are 14.
Okay. Yes, that's true. Read how many generations is counted in the scripts. When you read that passage, that it gives you a specific, and the son of this was the son of this, was the son of this. How many are they?
Matthew says 14.
How many are there when you count them?
14.
There you go.
But that's not true, though.
Sir, that's because 14.
No.
That is 14.
In reality, listen.
In reality, okay. There were things that were excluded because they weren't in the constant.
One moment.
Yeah.
If Matthew talks about Abraham and David, is he inventing new people or is he talking about the same people in the past?
The real David?
The real David and real Abraham. So between the real David and real Abraham, were there 14 generations only?
I don't know.
The answer is there are more than 14.
Sir, if there was more than 14...
So why is Matthew saying there are only 14?
Sir, if the Bible says...
No, why is Matthew saying only 14?
Because he wrote 14. So if he wrote 14...
So he is changing his...
Sir,
he said it's
if we wrote 14, if I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no, 8,
he says,
I think there's 8.
No, he says all the generations from Abraham to David is 14.
If he accounts 14, there is 14. If I don't account anymore...
You're not listening to
what if you account more than that?
When he says all the generations... Is that true, historically? All the generations are 14?
I don't know.
The answer is, yeah, I do.
Well, how many are there?
It's 1 Chronicles, chapter 3.
Okay, can you tell me how many there was?
More than 14.
That's great. That's a great answer. Yeah. More than 14. Okay, I can say less than 14.
No.
You know that's in the Bible, yeah, bro.
But then I,
that's in the Bible, brother.
Was Matthew honest when
you
he said?
You are not giving me support. You're just telling
accurate.
Me stuff.
No,
no.
I am saying you. I'm giving you the reference.
You're saying more than 14, but you're not giving. Give me.
We can count them.
Give him the verse again, brother Mansour.
We can count them.
Give me facts.
Okay, 1 Chronicles. Let's read them. I'll tell you exactly now. They're more than 14.
I'll tell you what. Why didn't you count it?
You count them.
It's in the verse.
You count them.
It's in the Bible, brother.
You said to bring it from the Bible.
And then, please, you ask yourself.
No. You're telling me.
Was Matthew? Was Matthew honest or dishonest?
Matthew was inspired. A witness. He was a witness of God.
Was he honest when he said only 14 generations?
Are you honest or dishonest?
No, was he inspired?
I don't
as well,
know. Are you honest or dishonest?
I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about Matthew.
Matthew's a man just like you.
One Chronicles,
he wrote about witnessing of Christ.
1 Chronicles chapter 3.
He wrote about the witnessing of Christ.
Okay, look. These are the sons of David. So we're talking about generations of David. You can count them.
From David on, yeah.
Yeah. All the way up to the captivity and to Babylon.
I think there's about 20.
And it is not 14, it is more.
Can you
and
count them?
I'm just telling you, it's there.
I don't want to count it myself. You said so, you count them.
Okay. So shall we count? And if you find it's more than 14, you're going to say Matthew's dishonest, right?
I'm not going to say he's dishonest, but he...
So why did he say, if we establish there are more than 14 in here, and Matthew says all the generations are 14.
I will do that in a second.
Wait a moment.
Sorry, can I step in? You're saying these are the sons of David.
That's what the Bible says.
We're talking about the generation. Yeah. Abraham to David.
Yeah, you said Abraham to David.
From the day Abraham to David and David to the time.
There is now 14 then. You said from Abraham to David is now 14.
And this is David.
Look. Matthew says from Abraham to David, David to the exile to the Babylon.
That's not what you said.
Let me clarify to you. Matthew says these are 14 generations, and these are 14 generations, and these are 14. And three lots of 14. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Three lots of 14. So Matthew does say from David, Abraham to David is 14, from David to the exile is 14, and from the. Excuse me, please. It's there. From.
Well, prove it. Just prove it.
Okay.
Just go ahead and prove it.
He was talking at very, very specific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back because you were talking about proof now. Let's go back again.
Where are we going back?
Wait. To Matthew. To Matthew.
Matthew only quoted that.
Okay. What did Matthew exactly say?
But he already said.
No. It's important.
The synoptic gospel. Do you understand the synoptic gospel? Okay. I don't think you understand.
Look.
No.
Matthew.
No,
guys,
I am not talking about John.
Do you know this?
Okay. I do know.
Just ask a question. Do you understand? Synoptic gospel. What does that mean?
You tell me.
The synoptic gospel is a different perspective of three different men writing about.
No problem. So when it comes to history,
if you understand it, you understand that there are details that are excluded.
You're missing my point.
I can't give you an answer.
Brother,
you're
missing the whole point. Brother, hold on.
Look.
You said to prove it. He's showing you.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna be here all night.
1 second.
I have a flight tomorrow.
1 second.
I have to say.
Listen, I know you have a flight tomorrow. I'm gonna let you finish. Suppose somebody said, how many people were present? And somebody says, The total number of people present were only 5 when there were more than 10. Are they honest?
Okay, let me ask you this. If I only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I only see 14 people. There's a lot more than 14 people, but I only see 14. Am I lying?
Was Matthew inspired by God?
Am I just honest by saying that I only saw 14?
Listen, this is in the Bible. Your analogy does not
work. Wait, what do you mean?
Here.
Yes,
because
it does.
I'll tell you why.
If I only see 14,
I'm going to tell you why.
There is only 14.
I will tell you why.
Thus, there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David. 14 from David to exalted Babylon, and 14 from exalt to the Messiah.
Okay, yeah. So
when he says 14 from Abraham to David in all, it cannot be more than 14.
Sure. It says, thus there were 14 generations
in all.
No. Okay, come on. Yeah. Come on, man.
But this is it. That's the Bible.
What does it say?
Sir,
you read it in English.
Does there were 14 generations in all from Abraham
in
to
all,
David?
Yeah? In all.
From Abraham to... This is a range. Giving you a range. Yeah. Yeah. Understand range.
So from Abraham to David,
range.
How many?
14.
14. Right. So good. So you established Matthew says 14. And from David to exile, how many? 14. 14. So now let's go back to 1 Chronicles. Okay. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David, and he gives you the names. Let's count. Start counting.
Okay.
Amnon, Ahinom.
Yeah, there you go. There we make a mistake.
Hang on.
Generations are counted by the first son, not the many sons.
Okay, first son then. Good. First son.
Okay.
Good. So sons. Okay. Firstborn was Amnon.
Right.
Good. Okay. So Amnon is Ahinom of Jezreel. Okay. Then you have the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. Right. These six were born to David in Hebron. Then it goes on. Right. 30. Children born to him. Children born to who? David, he reigned 7 years, 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him in Shamha, Shohab, Nathan, Solomon, and their four.
There's a lot more sons.
Lot more sons. So, the important verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 3, it's all here. Look, you can find the same people. Do you have another Bible on the phone? We will compare side
There's
by side.
One Bible.
Wait. No. Same Bible, side by side with Matthew's list and this list. And we will identify.
No, so you can have both
Open up
lists,
Matthew.
That's why he's asking for the other
Bible. This is Solomon.
Look. We will go to the Matthew's list. Matthew 1.
Sure.
And one. Chapter 1 and verse 1. Yeah.
So you're getting two Bibles up, brother, so that you can compare.
Oh, no, of course, I would love to compare.
Okay.
That's great.
Which one do you read? Anybody's
not.
Are you Catholic or Protestant, by the way?
Huh?
Are you Catholic or Protestant?
I'm Protestant. I'm a non-denominational.
And Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon. So you have now Solomon, right? Solomon begat. Solomon begat Rehoboam. Okay. Solomon's son was?
This is Rehoboam. This is different. It's not the same. Not the same.
Guy. And okay, Robert begat Abiah. And Abiah, you think this is different?
This is not the same.
Okay. And then Joseph got his son.
This is the son of Solomon's.
And
this is not the same.
Rehoboam, Abiah, Josephat, Joram. Rehoboam, Abiza, Josephat, Joram. So you're saying, okay, fine. You're saying they're different, right?
Yes, they're different.
Okay. Suppose now, until you've checked, they're the same.
I can't suppose they're the same because they're not.
Because I want to count the names, and if I showed you in counting it's more than 14, and then you check and you find they're the same people, then my point is made, right?
That's fair, brother.
Yes,
you can go and check.
But this is not the same because this is the son of Solomon, sir.
Hang on. You are thinking these are different people. You can go to any biblical commentary of your liking. Any scholar
okay.
of your liking.
I can understand, but you're trying to point out that there's no 14. But you're giving me another source.
What
you're
I'm
not
saying
giving me
is,
a real source.
What I'm getting you is this.
No,
I don't have to check you
friend,
stay at point.
Listen.
You prove it. When you prove it, I
What
will
I'm proving
it.
Is this. This is the source of Matthew.
Sir, this is the son of Solomon. This is all the sons of Solomon. Solomon has 700 wives. Christ. Do you know how many songs he
has? Solomon,
it's the same.
And this is the generation.
No, it's the same in Matthew's list.
Christ. Christ.
Are you saying this list is different?
Even easy one, Mark 16.
Yes, Solomon.
Sir, when I hear talking about genealogy, first son is the only kid counts of genealogy. This is all the sons.
All these sons, look, Jesse begot David the king. And uh-huh. David's son was who? Solomon.
Uh-huh.
This is Solomon and continues.
It's still the generation of David.
These are all the sons of David. And then David's son is Solomon.
Including Solomon.
You somehow think it's different.
Sir.
What if in your surprise and shock you find that this is the same list? What a day will be, right?
No.
Good.
If you're right, I will give it to you.
Good.
But
so let's leave it to that.
Is
let's
that you're using that. A different
I am not using a different standpoint.
My friend Solomon is also David's son.
I am
yes,
saying
so his sons are also
same
in the same
list.
Yes, I understand.
Same counted. List.
Okay, listen to my point.
Because you don't know it, when you do research...
I do understand
do
what
research.
I'm saying.
Do
what
research.
I'm telling you... No research, because I've already done it. There is 14...
You know it already?
Sir, there is 14 sons of sons. This is generated. This is not son. This is all the sons that Solomon himself had. Sir,
we are going by the same list. The list you said, look.
Count 14, look, you'll see them.
Look,
14,
here.
This is what I need.
Here, Matthew omitted specifically one particular name called Jehoiakim, which is here. The reason Matthew omitted Jehoiakim, I can tell you. Because Jehoiakim and his descendants are cursed by God saying, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David. Matthew knew this.
Uh-huh.
So he took it away
do
from
you
the
understand?
List.
Do you understand
wait.
That somebody...
Wait. Understand this.
Uh-huh.
Matthew realized if he had Jehoiakim in his list, he cannot make Jesus the son of David.
Okay.
Because anyone who comes from Jehoiakim cannot be
completely
called the son of David. So Matthew takes him away from his list.
Yeah.
Was Matthew being honest with history?
He's not being dishonest. Here's the thing.
Why did you remove
it? You need to understand
let's
history.
You know what? That's fine. Let's leave it to that.
Now you...
All right, guys, you're pretty
sure.
You have a right to catch.
It's an affair to say the final words.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Say the final words and I'll say the final words.
All
you
right.
First.
All right. In this case, you know you need to go more into research.
I have done that already.
Because generations are counted by the first son.
And I was going to do that exactly.
The reason why Matthew omitted them is because in the Jews, when someone was the honored, it was literally no more a son. So when he took him out of the counting, meaning that no longer he was a son. That's how serious the Jew people. So he said, if he wrote 14 people, that means 14. Even when he was there before, if you get omitted because you are cursed, that means you are omitted. That doesn't mean you were a son and you didn't want to fill it out.
The number has changed then.
Sir, if you are omitted as a son, you are omitted as a son. That's what it means. So that means if he was 15 and he was omitted as a son, there's only 14. That's what it means.
The problem doesn't stop there. Because when Matthew omitted...
never stops.
When the Matthew omitted Jehoiakim, you know what he didn't omit?
What?
The sons of Jehoiakim. Which is Jeconiah and the brothers. So,
in generations. Because
wait,
if it was a
please,
student,
please,
there's no one
is
to
my
follow.
Say. So Matthew omitted Jehoiakim, but he left the sons of Jehoiakim. We know that Jeconiah were... and the brothers were the sons of Jehoiakim. From sure, no problem. No, history is undisputable here. So Matthew, even though he tried to omit Jehoiakim, he left the sons of Jehoiakim, which according to God cannot sit on the throne of David. So he failed there to make Jesus the son of David. But my point is not this. When he says all the generations are 14, history says that is not true. So I cannot trust Matthew.
That's your point. That's your point.
Okay. Anyway, it's been nice talking to you.
Good to
meet you. You take care of yourself and have a nice and safe flight and read the Quran and investigate and explore.
By the way, do you need a copy of the Quran?
No, I have one.
Should I give you one?
No, I have one in the computer. Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Take care, my friend.
All right,
nice to meet
you.
Take care.
So much.